Ways to Go Beyond and Why They Work by Rupert Sheldrake. Chapter 4, Episode 4, The Tryptamine Family of Substances. Another chemical family, the tryptamines, affect a different neurotransmission system based on serotonin. Serotonin is 5-hydroxytryptamine. See the book for details. Other members of this family include the hormone melatonin and the psychedelic psilocybin, found in more than 200 species of magic mushroom, including Psilocybe semisansulata, the liberty cap, which grows in moist grasslands throughout Europe, and Psilocybe cubensis, native to Central and South America, and most commonly cultivated and illegally available species. The intense and fast-acting psychedelic dimethyltryptamine, DMT, which occurs naturally in a range of plant species, is also closely related in structure to serotonin, as is 5-methoxy-DMT, which is highly psychoactive and occurs naturally in several plant species and also in the skin of the Colorado River toad. The chemist Albert Hofmann first created the synthetic molecule LSD in Switzerland in 1938 and first experienced its effects accidentally in 1943 when he absorbed some of it through his skin when working in the lab. As he bicycled home, he felt dizzy, and when he arrived, he lay down. In a dreamlike state, with eyes closed, I found the daylight to be unpleasantly glaring. I perceived an uninterrupted stream of fantastic pictures, extraordinary shapes with intense kaleidoscopic play of colours. That's what he experienced. LSD is not chemically a tryptamine, but much of its effect seems to depend on its ability to bind to serotonin receptors. Its full chemical name is lysergic acid diethylamide. It is closely related to ergine, lysergic acid amide, a compound found in ergot, a fungal disease of rye and barley, and also in the seeds of morning glory plants and other plant species. Some scholars have suggested that ergot was a component of the visionary brew given to initiates in the cave of Eleusis in ancient Greece as part of the celebration of the Eleusinian mysteries. The ritual journey of the Eleusinian devotees into the cave, their experiences within it, including the effects of the sacred brew, and their return to the light of day, reenacted the myth of the abduction of the vegetation goddess Persephone from daylight on earth to the darkness underground by Hades, the king of the underworld. Through the intervention of her mother, the harvest goddess Demeter, and her father, the sky god Zeus, Hades released her and she returned to the light. In 1997, Sasha and Anne Shulgin published a sequel to their book, Thikal, and called it Thikal, T-I-H-K-A-L, standing for Tryptamines I Have Known and Loved, in which they explored more than 50 tryptamine compounds. None were as interesting as the naturally occurring DMT, 5-methoxy-DMT and psilocybin. Some had unsettling and bizarre effects, like DIPT, which is diisopropyl tryptamine. Shulgin noted that the most striking effect of this compound was that it affected hearing rather than seeing, unlike most psychedelics. All frequencies shifted, or seemed to shift, to a lower pitch. All familiar sounds became foreign, including the chewing of food. Music was rendered completely disharmonious, although single tones sounded normal. There were no changes in vision, taste, smell, appetite, vital signs, or motor coordination. But with a higher dose, there was a feeling of foreboding. The voices of people were extremely distorted. Males sounded like frogs. Children sounded like they were talking through synthesizers to imitate outer space people in science fiction movies. In fact, I felt that I was somehow sent into an anti-universe where everything looked the same as normal but was a cold and empty imitation. I felt I was a fallen angel. The fact that the auditory effects of this drug were so unusual helps draw attention to the fact that psychedelics primarily affect seeing. Sometimes they produce synesthesia, where one sense becomes another. Music often takes on visual forms, but synesthesia rarely happens the other way round. The external visual images do not usually turn into sounds. Some chemical molecules may be more likely to create positive, connected, happy, flowing experiences. Others may be more likely to produce negative experiences. Others may be more likely to produce negative experiences, as DIPT did for Sasha Shulgin. I repeated that, sorry. But positive and negative effects, good trips and bad trips, are not only a matter of chemistry, but also depend on the way a person responds to the drug. Soon realized that a drug's effect depended on three factors: the drug itself, the setting in which it was taken, and the set or psychological situation of the person who took it. The traditional use of psychoactive drugs in indigenous ceremonies is not primarily about trips, but about initiation, healing, and community decision-making. But here too the context, the setting and the set are of vital importance. The healing effects of psychedelic ceremonies are not purely a chemical effect of the medicine.